This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Welcome to a Joy podcast from LGBTQIA+ community radio station, Joy 94.9. For more information and tons of other podcasts, head to joy.org.au.
We have on the phone our next guest with us. We've got Deborah Kelly, who is an artist who has an exhibition at the Acme in Fed Square. Now, before we, however, talk about that, welcome to the show, Deborah.
Good afternoon. Hello.
Hello.
Now, Deborah, before we actually talk about the show, the exhibition that you have at the moment, just a little bit of background on yourself. Now, how did you get started in the arts? And, you know, so I suppose, what have you been doing up till now, Deborah?
And how twisted is your art? I love it. It's absolutely brilliant. So tell us, you know, like, tell us your journey.
Oh, my God. I'm so old. The journey is very long. How long is this radio show?
Go.
That reminds me to tell you that I do really recall how rock and roll writers went on and on about Debbie Harry being very old when she started.
Yeah.
And you know how old that was? 27.
I knew it was about that age, yeah, which is, I suppose it was, you know, like, it was, Blondie was called punk, which they're so not punk. It was,
they were a little bit new wave. New York new wave.
New York. But everyone else would have been 20, you know, like, and yeah, so she was.
I guess that's true.
Yeah.
I just think, you know, those pop writers pretty unforgiving towards a woman over 20.
You're right, they are, aren't they?
To call a 27-year-old old.
Yeah.
Anyway, exactly. I am way older than that. And I started as a cartoonist.
Right.
In Melbourne. I was a depressed law student and I started doing cartoons for various feminist groups, and then people started offering me work as a cartoonist, which was unbelievable. And then because people had to be detectives to find me and ring me up. And in fact, it was even before phone machines were in common use, so they had to ring you up and you had to be home.
Oh, right. So there was no answering machine, right?
There was no answering machine. So it was just sheer luck to find somebody.
Wow.
Plus incredible detective work. So, yeah, I was a cartoonist in the early 80s, and some friends and I, we used to go to every lesbian nightclub going, which meant we were out 5 nights a week, dancing disconsolately to terrible top 40 white people's music. and we complained so much that eventually, after a year or so of intensive whinging, we went, look, we actually couldn't do any worse, so let's start our own nightclub. So we did. We started a nightclub called the Caviar Club.
Yep.
That went for 10 years. It ended up being a sex club.
Yeah. but do you know what the wonderful thing, Deborah, is that, you know, like, and I read that about you, is that, you know, like, there wasn't many clubs that the girls were running in those days that ran as long as that. You know, like, so congratulations on that front.
Thank you. I mean, I think the main good thing about us was not our longevity, but our commitment to art and queerness.
Yep.
And really good music.
Yep.
So we had performance art, and in fact, at our very first event, a band called Uncle Torquemada played, and the singer was Magda Zubanski.
Oh, okay. Right. Wow.
So we did cool things. It wasn't just that we lived for a decade.
Yeah.
We were pretty cool.
Now what I've got to just say about your art, it's extraordinary. You know, like, it is just, You use yourself a bit as your subject matter, and you do strange things to yourself. You don't?
No, that's not me.
Oh, it's not you. Oh, I thought one of them was definitely you. Oh, okay, I got that wrong.
Which one did you think was me?
It's a lips. You've got a red scarf on, and you've got really big lips.
No, that is a portrait of me by the wonderful photographer Daniel Shipp.
Oh, right. Okay.
It's not an artwork by me. Not. Oh, it's just a portrait of me.
Right. Okay.
But it is pretty great. I love that picture.
Yeah, it's fantastic. So what is it about, like not including sometimes the person's head will be a flower or something like that? Why are you doing that?
I'm just gonna talk about collage, perhaps.
Yeah.
In response to that, because it isn't really just about heads.
Yep.
Of course. I've been doing collage works since I was a schoolgirl, really. And I mainly started doing collage because I couldn't afford to do my bigger and more ambitious works. In the last few years, I've managed to combine collage with the kind of epic scale of work that I really love to work on, which is durational, collective, and process-based.
Yep.
And so those works have ended up being films. Some of them are films, and one of them is at Acme right now.
Yep.
And that emerged from a big collage workshop that I ran at Bundanon, which is an artist residency in remote New South Wales, left to the nation by Arthur Boyd.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, it's an incredible fairyland place, totally beautiful.
Yeah.
And they run artist residencies there all year long.
Mm.
And I had the incredible privilege of taking a whole bunch of people with me there and doing collage day and night for a week, which is an absolute scream, and making some works together while listening to certain kinds of texts and hanging out and being a kind of momentary collective of thinkers and makers. A couple of us were musicians, so they were recording various of the sounds. One of them, Justin Ashworth, lives in Melbourne. Hopefully he's listening to this. He made the soundscape of the work that's on at Acme now,
brilliant.
5-minute animated collage film called The Gods of Tiny Things.
Right, okay.
But those collages are only the tip of the iceberg, let me say.
Yeah.
Because there's a whole iceberg under them.
Well, I bet you there is, because I've been looking at your work and it's so varied, isn't it? You really mix it up, which is fantastic. But, Deborah, how exciting is it to be part of Acme? They've only just recently opened. COVID got in the way a little bit there as well. And as you said, you've got your animation bit, but you're part of an exhibition there as well, aren't you?
Well, the exhibition is my animation.
Right, okay. So in the space is your animation, okay.
Yeah, so the whole exhibition is just that animation.
Right, okay. And how long does it run?
You really should go.
Oh, yeah, well, I definitely
please
will.
Please go and have a look.
Please go and have a look.
It runs until the 3rd of October.
Yep.
So you've got plenty of time.
Yeah, and it only opened on the 1st of July, so it was only a couple of days ago, wasn't it?
Yes, indeed.
Yeah.
And it was meant to be a wonderful gala opening where I would have met you and air-kissed you and everything, spilled some champagne down your front. But in fact, the pandemic came and bit that plan on the arse.
Yeah, yeah. How is it with animation with you? Do you enjoy making animation?
I don't really make animation. I work with an animator.
Right, okay.
So I'm a director. I just don't have the technical skills or patience, to be honest.
Hey, hold on. I can't believe that. You know, like if you're, you know, like sort of all the collage stuff that you've done over the years, that's a lot of patience and a lot of skill.
Thank you. That's very kind of you to say. But I am nevertheless quite an impatient person and more of a more of a director than a craftswoman.
Okay. All right.
So I work with at the moment I'm working with an amazing animator called Melody Pei Li, who animated The Gods of Tiny Things with my direction and with the incredibly great music that Justin made with the composition by Lex Lindsay. It's really very collaborative, and I really love working with people who have got very deep levels of skill and you know, that's their thing.
Yep.
So that I don't have to learn how to struggle with the software.
The technology, and, yeah.
You know, like I say to her, could you please make that character give birth to that character? And she's like, well, should it come out of the skirt or should it come out of her penis? And... You know, it's so great to be able to just say, no, she should, like, open up her penis and let the character emerge from it. You'll see what I'm talking about when you go and see the show.
When we go and see it. All right. It
sounds... A lot of the characters give birth to each other.
Oh, okay. Okay. I'm liking it. I'm liking it. It sounds fantastic. And as you said, it's on for quite a long time, so it's there, you know, like there for us to see at any given time. At ACME, a wonderful organisation and wonderful space now that's just all been renovated as well and off and running.
I'm so thrilled to be showing there. Yeah. I can't tell you.
Oh, I
bet you are. I'm actually from Melbourne.
Yeah.
But it's very, very hard to get a gig in Melbourne. I exhibit all over the world, but never in Melbourne. So it's really a big treat for me to be showing it.
Why is that, Deborah? Why don't you get a chance to exhibit here?
I just think it's a, you know, it's like Melbourne and Sydney are different planets.
Yeah.
In terms of art.
Okay. And it's that whole thing, your backyard, you sometimes can't get in it, but the rest of the world embraces you.
Yeah, maybe.
Yeah,
I think to myself, I really had to leave Melbourne to get a gig there.
Yeah, you hear that a lot. You hear that a lot. Well, Deborah, thank you so much for chatting with us today. Can't wait to see it. And y'all, I love so much of your work, your past work as well. I really enjoy your work.
Thank you very kindly. It's lovely of you to say.
All right. See you later.
Okay. Bye bye.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community radio station, Joy 94.9. For more podcasts or to support Joy by becoming a member, donating or subscribing, head to joy.org.au.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.